All right, Jake. Yeah, Jake's not. This is not normal for Jake to not have his camera and all his equipment. Jake's on the road. But first and foremost, guys, the Yankees win 4-3. Jake, we were just talking about the finality. If what would happen if we lost? Like, what do we cover? Do we talk about these other teams? We didn't have to deal with that. 4-3 win. The wild card is now tied at 1. Carlos Rodon goes 6 innings. Well, I was looking at his line. I was like, oh, this actually wasn't that bad. But having watched it, I was pretty unhappy. 6 full innings, 4 hits, 3 earned runs, 3 walks, 6 Ks. Jake, it felt like anytime the Yankees scored, Carlos Rodon just in turn gave up runs. And then I looked at it. I was like, oh, that's exactly actually what was happening. He was about as average as he could have been. I know post-game he said he was just fighting it, as the quote goes. And he was right. He definitely fought it. And then Alex Cora did the unthinkable. I thought it was incredibly smart, in my opinion. It was really a test for Aaron Boone. He pulls Brian Bello and out into the third inning. None of us expected that to happen. He brings in Justin Wilson, a lefty. And Cora wanted to see if Boone was going to be reactionary, right? As he obviously has Grisham in the lineup to face a righty in Bello. Ben Rice, Jazz Chisholm, those guys, they didn't play in game one. Ryan McMahon didn't play in game one. They didn't want to play these guys because they weren't sure, you know, what was going to happen against a lefty. In my opinion, in that test alone, Boone did pass that. Like, we'll talk about everything Boone did, but the fact that he didn't go to Rosario, he wasn't as reactionary as he could have been, that was good. It ends up working out in the end. But guys, if you're just joining Yankees Unloaded for the first time, please be sure to subscribe. And a great way to support the channel is to like the video. It really helps us out. Jake, Ben Rice homers. I know he's one of your favorite players on this roster. He's probably the players that excite us all the most. The homer off Bello was a major, it really established us in the game, right? Aaron Judge singled. Hey, Aaron Judge is still doing his thing out there, which is awesome. They gave him a single, which was generous, I would say. It probably wasn't a hit. And then clearly a hit here, the biggest hit of the night. None of us expected this. Can't even make a joke about it. Austin Wells, his RBI single, and Jazz Chisholm ran like the damn wind to score from first. That's why Jazz Chisholm should play. Because you can change the game in other ways, even with a mismatch, lefty, righty, doesn't matter. But Jake, our prompt tonight, do you trust Aaron Boone in a winner-take-all game 3? And I think one thing's clear before I get to you. A rookie is on the mound tomorrow for Boston, just like us, and it is a left-handed arm, right? So Connolly is on the mound, right? So you have to imagine the Yankees, given what they watched happen at the field today, they should be playing their best players. The Rosario, all the mismatching, I don't think it applies anymore. What do you see as far as what's going to happen tomorrow in Game 3? Do you trust Boone to play the best players?
I don't trust Boone. I don't think there's any reason to trust Boone, truthfully. I think it's still a great question, nonetheless. But it's very, you know, show me, don't tell me from here on out. Yeah, they went to the World Series last year, but you know, until Boone wins a World Series, I don't think he deserves just to have blind trust.
That's fair.
That's personally where I'm at. I thought today was an epic game, probably one of the best postseason games I've ever watched. Truthfully, it had everything, plenty of excitement, had some bombs in it. I thought the pitching wasn't awful. Like, you know, I thought Bello getting pulled was surprising. I don't know why they did that. And the reason why I say that is because I think tomorrow, you know, kind of put your bullpen in a little bit of a hole. Now we know, you know, they can't go to a guy like Whitlock. They can't go to, you know, well, Toley, I guess they could again, but Toley pitched, Whitlock pitched, Wilson pitched. It's just, and they were really kind of throwing those lefties. I was a little surprised Boone didn't try and, you know, combat that with a Med Rosario off the bench. Or, you know, a Jose Caballero to kind of match up against those, like, because going lefty-lefty like that, back-to-back lefties out of the pen, I would have thought Boone would have made him pay, but he stuck by him, and I got to give a lot of credit because I would have pinch-hit Austin Wells in that spot for Rosario or what have you, but Austin Wells ended up coming through, and had they pinch-hit earlier in the game, Wells doesn't have a chance to win the game. So, Yeah, it's one of the things where I think you look at it, and coming into this game tomorrow, I trust Cam Schlittler more than I trust Aaron Boone, truthfully.
Yeah, I guess an even better question would be, Cam Schlittler is a rookie, right? It's not a matter of if we trust him, because there's some people, no matter what, right? They want to win this. They want to be on the right side of history. They want to say, oh, if Cam Schlittler doesn't pitch well, oh, I always thought Heel was the right guy for the job. He has an extra year of experience. But there's going to be a point in time. I don't know when it's going to be, but there will be an inning tomorrow where Cam Schlittler has an ounce of, really, he's dealing with essentially the Red Sox lineup, and you say, okay, he's in a spot, right, where we can make a decision to take him out of this game, or we can leave him in. Now, I expect his stuff to be electric. I'm expecting some of the best stuff he's had all year. He's going to be juiced for this game. And obviously, I think the one thing that is a worry is the first inning, right, getting him settled into the game and calmed down. And you see it all the time, Jake, in football, especially in college football, where young players will be overthrowing in the first quarter. But there's going to be a point where Aaron Boone's going to have to say, I understand the context that he's a rookie, but I need to allow my most talented players on the roster to just simply go out there and get it done and play. And I really hope that he allows that to happen, because the longer we allow our bullpen to go out there, the more opportunity they have to screw up the game. Now, our bullpen's not as bad as people make it out to be, but when you don't necessarily use guys at the time that they should be used, you saw that in game one with Weaver pitching the seventh inning. Jake, I had no idea. You found that information just before the show, and you come out there and go, yeah, did you know Weaver is absolutely horrendous in the seventh inning? And it's like, okay, our bullpen's not great. You're only increasing the opportunity for our bullpen to just screw it up if Cam Schlittler comes out in the fifth inning. That's not good. So I hope they give the kid an opportunity to go out there and figure it out. Because if the Yankees offense, which they should score tomorrow, this is not some top fly. This isn't Crochet pitching game three. Boston was trying to win the game tonight. They were trying to go for the jugular at Yankee Stadium right then. And now that we're going into a game three, they've burnt out, you know, a lot of their bullpen. Cora said after the game, a lot of those guys will still be available. But Jake, you can't really pitch guys 2 or 3 days in a row and expect to be successful. So I agree with you. It was a ballsy play by Cora to do that early in the game. But now it's advantage Yankees.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Running on 1 hour sleep, flew across the country. And here I am. So that's why I sound tired, because I am tired.
Yeah, that's completely justified. I can barely get on a flight. They have to drug me to get me on an airplane. This is a true story, guys. I think we should start off with who started this game. We won't talk about Bayo, because he didn't really get an opportunity to stay in this game at all. Cora said, I'm going to pull the plug. He didn't look good. So credit to the Yankees for hitting him early. Obviously, Ben Rice with the homer. But let's discuss Carlos Rodon, because before this game started, I really wanted to put... I'm not telling anyone that I was selling Rodon, right? Because that's not what we were doing. We both had faith that Carlos Rodon has had some big starts for the Yankees. He showed that to us in 2024, and he's really been good overall this year. That was not very good, Jake. And they call them shutdown innings. When your offense scores runs, the most important thing you can do as a starting pitcher is shut down the other team the following half inning. Carlos Rodon, all three of the runs he surrendered were following Yankees runs scored. So not a clutch outing from Rodon at all. Not sure what our audience thinks about it. Obviously, I'll be reading the live chats. But Jake, have you soured on Rodon, but do you feel any different the next time he gets the ball, hopefully in a division series?
I thought it was I thought it was a fine performance. It wasn't him shoving, right? It wasn't him dominating, but he gives you six innings. He gives up three earned runs, four hits, six strikeouts. I mean, I thought it was a pretty decent performance. It gave them a chance to win the game.
It did.
Bottom line is, you know, we always said five should win any game pretty much, But four runs in the postseason should be enough to win a game. So
yeah, it's fair.
Yeah, I thought he was totally fine. I just continue to be really impressed with what I've seen from Devin Williams, who got the win. Bednar looked sensational today. And Fernando Cruz, you know, didn't make it, you know, it wasn't one of those dominant performances from Cruz, but he got through it. And, I mean, you could see he's got that emotion, man. You know, you could see it right away. But, no, this is one of the better postseason games I've seen. It had a little bit of everything. Love the double by Grisham. Was not the best game today. He's been struggling as of late. Double was huge. Ben Rice, like you mentioned, starting us off with the two-run jack. Kind of changes things there, right? And then, you know, Aaron Judge just continuing to hit. Like, this is what we're talking about. This is when, you know, we talk about the MVP. Aaron Judge is the MVP because you can see his ability. Even if he doesn't have the home run, you know, ball or the home run swing, whatever, he's able to put the ball in play and make things happen. So Judge looked great. Rice looked great. Austin Wells, I want to talk about him. You and I have talked about him. I mean, the reality is this. Austin Wells is a guy who last year barely hit throughout the postseason. And keep in mind, they made it to the World Series. That's a lot of at-bats of no production. And he's already had more production in this series, in my opinion, than he had the entire postseason last year.
Yeah, that's a we don't really win that game. Sign. We just don't win that game. If Austin Wells doesn't play... by the way, you know, obviously
Ryan
since
McMahon,
Wells has done
by the way, he hit well today too. I thought his at-bats, even the one, you know, he got a little screwed on one of them, but... No, a walk, a hit, hard contact. You know, Anthony Volpe as well. He had the sword, and yeah, you know. I honestly got to say pitch sequencing on that. That at-bat was absolutely disgusting.
It's the difference between postseason. Yeah, from Whitlock. It's the difference between
postseason.
Oh, was it Kelly that time?
Yeah. No, Kelly. Okay. So Kelly hit him with, he hit him with a sweeper. Right? The inside sweeper.
And then Volpe it was the sinker, right?
That's the thing. And I'm watching that because I'm here, you know, with the round table. And we're all watching it. And, you know, Brandon, who's the Seahawks correspondent on the round table, was just like, that was insane. How can you even blame Volpe? Where is that sinker coming from? The 97 mile an hour sinker down there.
It's the difference between October. Yeah, no. That's the difference between October, because everyone always wonders. They always say, oh, he's just not clutch. The second it's October, that guy disappears. Well, pitching, I genuinely feel this way. I do.
Yeah.
October baseball is a completely different sport than any month of the regular season. There is not a single month in the regular season outside of probably late September, if there's two contenders battling for a singular postseason spot, you'll never get postseason at-bats, ever. You can't simulate it because, Jake, instead of first-pitch fastballs to get ahead, now guys are like, okay, they may jump a pitch and change the whole game right then and there. You saw the Yankees swing at six straight first pitches. They were trying to do exactly that. So the Red Sox start flipping over breaking balls. You start to see the chess match, and you saw it in that Volpe at-bat. The sequencing is just out of this world. Some players can adjust to it on the fly. Obviously, Volpe, for whatever reason, in October. He is a better baseball player in October than he is from March to September. I have no explanation for it, how it's possible, if he just gets more locked in, right? Giancarlo Stanton is somewhat cut from the same cloth, but Giancarlo at least has a hot month and a half, and then he goes ice cold for a month. Anthony Volpe was literally not a Major League Baseball player in 2025. He wasn't. And he shows up into October ball, plays excellent defense, Jake. Excellent defense. That double play, obviously great play at the mound. Oh. Thrown to him, he jumps, gets back to the base, and makes a strong throw. When was the last time we said he made a strong throw? Right on the money to first base. He was great today.
The footwork was outstanding.
It was.
I really have a really good feeling about this team right now. And obviously, I know that could all go to hell in a handbasket tomorrow. And I'm
sure
well aware
can.
Of that. That's the beauty of it. But there's no way you can tell me the Yankees aren't in the driver's seat to win this. There's no way you can't tell me that. they have everything ready for them, okay? They have Cam Schlittler going tomorrow night, and Boston's essentially telling you they're going with a bullpen game.
Yeah, do you know how many innings, by the way? I'm so glad you said that. So, mind you, Connelly Early, number 71, the 23-year-old, is pitching for the Boston Red Sox. Very clearly, Alex Cora is saying, I would rather you go to your options versus left-handed pitching, right? Whether it be Rosario, Slater, any option that you guys have, rather than your best players. So I think Cora is making us beat him with his with our bench, essentially. Early has thrown, Jake. Do you know how many innings he's thrown in 2025?
How many?
19 and a third. He's so yes. it's going to be an opener. There's no other way around that.
Yeah, it's a bullpen game tomorrow, and the Yankees knew this. They when Giolito was announced, they knew this. So, you know, when you look at your ability to, you know, bring out, you know, what, six guys? I think it was six different guys from the bullpen. Wilson, yeah. Slayton, Matz, Kelly, Whitlock, and Tolley. You're in the driver's seat, and you know that. And that's why you had to have tonight for obvious reasons. But, you know, really, I would expect tomorrow the Yankees are able to get after it because once they get into a bullpen, like, I don't think he could say Whitlock is good to go tomorrow, and he very well could be. It's going to be all hands on deck. I get that. But Whitlock threw how many pitches? 47?
Yeah, so like, he shouldn't be accessible at all. By the way, so you call this a bullpen game. I didn't really take a deep dive into the innings. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
The reason, in my opinion, why we shouldn't see Rosario, we shouldn't see a lot of these guys that we designate as players to hit against left-handed pitching, Paul Goldschmidt, who really hasn't done much against right-handed arms, but he's been great against lefties. Do you know why I don't make that lineup? If I know I've got a bullpen game on my hands, why would I bring in guys who don't hit righties? The majority of guys that are going to be in their bullpen are going to be right-handed. Yes, do they have lefties? Absolutely. It feels like they have a ton. But guys, you have to force them to use them back-to-back days. Make them react to us rather than us reacting to what they're choosing to do. It's really, really putting our lesser of players on the field when in reality, just throw a Jazz Chisholm out there. He may take, what, one at bat against Early, and then he's going to see a righty later in the game and hopefully change that game. We want our best players, the Jazz, the Ben Rice, all of those guys, we want them on the field in innings 7 through 9. And some of our decisions that happen before the game starts could make sure that that doesn't happen. It could lose us the game, if I'm being honest with you. So if I'm the Yankees, and I'm curious, Jake, what you think, do you think Boone sets up the lineup to face a lefty who clearly is opening tomorrow, or do you think he just gives us a raw lineup as if we were facing a right-handed pitcher?
I think we get the exact same lineup today as we got the exact same lineup tomorrow as we got today.
That would be a major win for Aaron Boone if that happened. We don't know what's happening, but if that happened, I would be thrilled. In my opinion, Jazz Chisholm, they asked him after the game, are you and Boone having an issue? And he said, no, we're not having an issue. We have a disagreement, right? And I thought that was pretty honest. That's not what you're used to seeing. But yeah, that's Jazz mature. Wants to play. Yeah, Jazz wants to play. Why wouldn't he want to play? Wouldn't you guys want to play if you were in his shoes? Would you want them going with a platoon job over you? He went 30-30 season. He thinks he should be playing. He goes out there and plays. He changed the game today with his speed. So, Jake, that would be a major win. I think that's probably what the majority in our audience would say. Play Ben Rice, man. Just play the best players. If we see that, the Yankees should score, right? We have the upper hand now at this point. And I'd be curious to see. I'm going to start reading the live chats. I'm going to start throwing people up on the screen. I want to know the temperament in the room because I want to know what people think. Because I know prior to this game, I mean, it was bleak. In my house, it was the vibes were not high.
I feel really good about where this team is at right now. Getting Ryan McMahon going, getting Austin Wells going, getting Volpe going, right? I think right now the only player that hasn't gotten going is Stanton, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
So
he hit a couple balls hard today, so obviously that's something, but it's not the game. You know, this is the sport isn't hitting the ball hard. What's up?
And I wanted to challenge you on something.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge should absolutely get a hit for that. He had the backspin on the ball. That is a way tougher play than it looked on TV. That's why it's like, oh, it was off his glove. He never had a chance of it. The ball's sinking down. That's just
it's definitely a tough catch. But I'm sure I'll see, obviously, what Duran would say after the game. He'll probably tell you he should have caught that ball. And again, I don't look at it as luck. I simply don't. I look at it as it's the result. Because you know what? The Yankees lost in the World Series last year. I can't say it's the reason they lost, but the lack of fundamentals, the lack of defense. We dropped a fly ball. Aaron Judge, the best player in the game, dropped a fly ball in center field. Who cares about luck? What we care about is the result. And when routine ground balls are tough plays, you need to make those tough plays. You need to make the routine plays. You have to play great baseball to win the World Series and get through these tough rounds because Boston's still a really good team. So it was nice to see that that went our way. It was a 50-50 ball. I personally still, like, I hear you. It's definitely a tough play. It's top spun out to left field. Duran obviously leaves his feet, doesn't come up with it, and we score from second. The Yankees needed that, man. And I think more than anything, if we move on to the division series, we can't go to the division series with Aaron Judge having not played well in this round. So this is good to see and get it out the way. But Jake, I did want to bring up one thing. When you mentioned about Judge, you actually brought up something I haven't heard anyone talk about. You talked about Judge being great in wild cards. You've talked about this, which is interesting because he showed up again. He was great in the Oakland series when they played, obviously, in Oakland. He's been really good in wild card rounds regardless. And now he shows up in this series. We're going into a winner-take-all game three. I have to imagine Aaron Judge, if at least history is to stand true, Aaron Judge is going to be formidable in a winner-take-all game three against an opener in early. Have to imagine Cody Bellinger's a threat with lefty-on-lefty splits. Judge clearly is a threat. Early has no history of pitching against him. Giancarlo Stanton hit the ball hard today, no results. I'm expecting him to get busy tomorrow. I am. So I'm excited for the game. I think the Yankees actually, Jake, are going to win this game like 7-4, 7-3. I think we're really going to get to work tomorrow.
I agree. And that's kind of where I see it. I thought Boston kind of knew they needed today. And I think that's why as soon as Bayo gave up the two-run shot, he was in jeopardy getting pulled. But when he started giving up more hits and they were harder contact, I think Cora felt like he had to save this game. I think Cora's management for this game told me everything I needed to know. He even believes that the Yankees are likely going to win tomorrow. They needed tonight. It's to be fair, it's hard. Once it's 1-1, it's all squared. Yankees got, and I did say this, if you remember, they won 8 straight. They didn't get a chance to get their loss out of the way. By the way, the last team that won 8 straight going into the postseason was actually the Washington Nationals team that won the World Series.
Really?
So
how many games did that Nationals team win in the regular season?
Yep. Was 90-something? 92, I think.
I mean, 91. They were a good team. I mean, yeah, it was a really good team. But let's get all over it to our
also, super.
Yeah, let's get. What's up?
Also, did you see the other stuff?
What other stuff?
The last team to leave the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth, nobody out,
with no outs,
and not score a run, won the World Series.
Are you serious?
It was the Philadelphia Phillies. Yep.
Hell of a stat there. No, I didn't see that stat. I mean, obviously it has really hardly any bearing on what's happening, right? But it goes to show you that it's possible for that to happen, right? It's just possible, guys. It's pathetic that it happened, But we are where we are, and now the Yankees have the major advantage. Boston, they didn't want to get to this point. If you told them you're going to go into a Game 3, they'd say, yeah, we'll take that. But their best shot to win this series was a dominant performance from Garrett Crochet. You tip your cap, he did exactly that. He was everything in that game. He was. Then you go into a Game 2, put all our eggs in this basket. If we walk out of here having won Game 2, that's a picture perfect. It's everything you want. We're going to empty the bullpen. We're going to take Bayo out if he's getting hit. If he's great, you leave him in. That was the decision that Cora knew he was going to go to, and on the fly, he made that choice. And now we won the game. Their bullpen is taxed. They don't have a starter for Game 3. So this is advantage Yankees. If Cam Schlittler's good, we're going to win Game 3. So a lot of ifs here, but I'm excited for the game. Jake, let's get over to our supers. Apex with the two says, let's hope Cam doesn't schlit the bed. Bass sound. Yeah, appreciate it, Apex. But we're hopeful with Cam Schlittler. There's no telling how he'll respond. Right. There's no telling how he's going to respond to this situation. You can never know until it's started. And we'll just find out tomorrow night. I'm excited to see it. David L. with the very random here, $5.43 super chat, said, to quote the movie Torque, I know you said it wouldn't be fun if it was easy, but does it have to be this much fun? Yeah. I don't know about you, Jake. You text me and you said this was a great game. I really had a hard time enjoying myself because of what was at stake. It was a great game. Once you text me, I was like, you know what? Jake's right. This was a great game. But I can't agree it's great until we've won. But now that we have, I didn't have a lick of fun, but clearly you did.
Oh, it was epic. I also, to be fair, I'm around all these people here at this event in LA, and we're all watching the game, and you know, I was like, hold me to it. Doesn't matter how the result goes. If I even say that this game sucked, I am lying through my teeth. This was epic. This is one of the best postseason games I've ever seen. It was fantastic. Yeah. It had everything, including a very, very bang-bang play at the plate to end the game, essentially. So, gotta love that.
Yeah, when the ball's in play, the game's way more fun to watch. Not a ton of strikeouts. Apex with the two says, F. Oldschmidt, play Rice tomorrow with Jazz. I personally don't think Paul Goldschmidt should play, but
yeah,
I'm going to say this is a big but. If Paul Goldschmidt plays tomorrow, unfortunately, he had the big hit tonight. Austin Wells shouldn't play. If that's going to be the case, if you're going to put Paul Goldschmidt in the game, you cannot make the mistake of having Ben Rice out of the lineup. So take your pick.
No.
Okay? And in my opinion, Jazz obviously has to play. That's a given. But yes. I'm not going to force Paul Goldschmidt in the lineup if it's going to make a mistake by taking somebody else who should be playing. Now, Austin Wells defensively was really good tonight. He had some key blocks in tonight's game. He had the big hit. In my opinion, I'm just putting Ben Rice at first base tomorrow, and Austin Wells is going to start for me. I don't know how you feel about this. How would you deploy at catcher and first?
It's tough. I would honestly, because they're going to go with an opener, I wouldn't worry too much about Goldschmidt's splits, but I think I would probably go with Goldschmidt because I trust him in the postseason. I think postseason Goldschmidt looks different just from, you know, a small sample size, but I love the at-bats I saw. I would go Goldschmidt at first, Rice behind the plate. That's what I would go with.
Okay. Yeah, I have no problem with that at all. Tank 1562 with the five says, unless prime Sandy Koufax is on the mound, and I don't think he's starting tomorrow, Rice better be in the lineup. I don't trust Baboon in spring training, let alone an elimination game. I mean, guys, it's not Aaron Boone's first time. He clearly makes a ton of mistakes. We cover pretty much all of them. We also, even though people don't love it when we do, we cover the good things he does as well. There were some decent things he did tonight. Obviously, he had a ton of mistakes as well. But yeah, I don't care who's pitching tomorrow. But someone actually brings up a really good point here in our next super from Jordan Richard with the two. Says Cora early move so he can have essentially pulling Bayo early in today's game. Could he potentially pitch him tomorrow?
I had that kind of vibe.
Did you get that feeling?
Yeah, it felt a little weird. But at the same time, I'm just going to chalk it up to this game was everything. I don't believe for a second that Alex Cora is feeling good about this team right now. And I think
there's no chance that happens.
I think he knew that the only way to beat the Yankees was to win tonight.
I mean, I would agree with you. Obviously, anyone can win any day, but you're right.
Of course.
But you're absolutely right. Bayo, keep in mind, Jordan, if we saw Bayo go out there and spin 2 1/3, we were scoreless, or we had a couple guys at first and third, and they were like, hey, we're going to our bullpen, things were kind of working out, then I think, Jordan, this would make a lot of sense that you could spin them in game three and just go bullpen lefties and see if you can craft your way and steal a game. And if you don't, you got Bayo behind him. The problem here, Jake, here's the major problem. Bayo pitched 2 1/3 and he was getting shelled. We were going to beat the brakes off of Boston today. If Bayo just flat out went out there and threw 4 1/3, we were going to score 5 runs. That's what we were doing. So I don't think that would make sense. If Carlos Rodon pitched 2 innings today and we pulled him after 2 and he gave up 2 or 3 runs, would we say, oh, we can pitch him tomorrow? We'd be like, no, Rodon got shelled. Why would we want him to pitch tomorrow?
Yeah. No, I agree with you there. It was just weird, and I thought it came in my head. I'm not saying they'll use Bayo tomorrow, but I wouldn't be shocked if they did something like that. Kind of like when CC Sabathia pitched on, like, what, 2 days rest for the Yankees? Like,
could you imagine?
Something like that. I mean, I could. At that point, why not just give Crochet a shot tomorrow?
I mean, that's pretty ballsy. But, I mean, Alex Cora is showing that this wasn't how we would predict that. Nobody in our comments would have predicted this is what was going to happen with Bayo's start. Nobody. There were people who said he was going to shove because the start at Fenway Park wouldn't matter because this one is in October. He's going to shove. Then there's people saying we hit him well at Fenway Park. We're going to hit again today. How many people said he'd be out of this game in the third inning and we were going to see a bunch of lefties, Mats, all these different guys? Nobody said that. So Cora is clearly trying to throw a wrinkle. I mean, he's a very smart manager, so you got to give him credit for risk-taking with all the stakes out there. Brian, obviously, in our Hall of Fame of Super Chatters with the 5. And again, guys, please be sure to subscribe to Yankees Unloaded. The best way possible to support our channel is to like the video. Obviously, we're really appreciative of all the super chats. Thank you all. It says Cam has a legacy moment chance tomorrow, and this is true. Has the moxie to go 6+. His nickname after tomorrow will be Killa Cam. I'm gassed up for tomorrow. So let's discuss that briefly. Cam Schlittler has shown not just that he has ace stuff. Like, we always talk about prospects. We've talked about Will Warren. A lot of guys that have come through the system, really none of them had top tier ace type stuff, right? 100 mile an hour gas, polished cutter, which he thinks on the fly. He can pitch on the road. He can pitch at home under the bright lights. He's walking into tomorrow night and for everything in a winner take all game 7 scenario. Really, the personality of Cam Schlittler is a type of person I think that can handle this, Jake. I really do. Now, I'm not telling you guys what's going to happen because no one knows what's going to happen. And if they told you they did, they'd put all their money, they'd sell their houses, and they'd put it on the Yankees. But reality is, I think when you look at the type of person that Schlittler is, he's going to respond really well to that type of crowd. And that crowd was loud today. And I know a few of our listeners were there. I know Ninja was there tonight, so really excited. I don't know if you saw that. He was wearing some Yankees Unloaded gear. It's pretty cool.
I did not see that. Where do I see that?
Yeah, I'll send it to you, but it was super cool. He was wearing a Yankees Unloaded t-shirt.
Let's go.
Yeah. So legacy game tomorrow. What do you see from Cam Schlittler? Do you think he's going to go length? Because, I mean, that would be really ballsy from not just him, but Aaron Boone getting out of the way and letting him go length. Do you see that?
Yeah, the way I see it is this. Boone isn't going to change his approach. If he was that quick to take out, Fried, I don't see it, Gary. I think he's going to go 4 1/3, maybe 4 entirely. Okay. And I think they're also, unfortunately, going to use it as a bullpen game.
Can you believe that the New York Yankees, our biggest question mark on our entire roster, easily, is the volatility? And they've got talent, but the volatility of our bullpen. And the Yankees, in your prediction, and I think you may be right, okay? I do. I think Cam Schlittler is going to not shut down the Red Sox, but probably go four innings, give up one run. It's a good outing, you know, so far.
Yep.
I'm worried that they're not going to give him the leash and make it seem as though he can't be trusted in this moment. And that, in my opinion, is a major mistake, because when you start handing the ball to five relievers out of the Yankees bullpen, you're almost asking for another Luke Weaver type situation to happen. So I hope you're wrong. I do. I'm rooting for it to be wrong.
But I feel like you're right.
Yeah, I feel like you're right.
I mean, regardless of what good comes of this offseason and, you know, whatever, right? Aaron Boone is still a problem.
Yep.
Like, a World Series just gives him an excuse. Okay, you won a World Series. But if he doesn't win a World Series, then the problem still exists and he doesn't have any hardware to back himself. So, on any move he makes, for that matter. So, yeah, that's just kind of where I'm at on that. Unfortunate, but... And then Guy says, people need to calm down about Wells plus Volpe playing. I don't understand why we're going all up in arms about Volpe playing or Wells playing or anybody that's hitting in the postseason. Should just be all about production at this point. I don't care who you are. So, yeah, I don't get it.
No, I'm honestly proud of Anthony Volpe, the way he's playing right now, right? To show up and be arguably the worst shortstop in the game, offensively, defensively, all of it was bad this year. He shows up, he had every bit to just quit on himself and just have no sign of life. Even he's under the bright lights. He knows what we've seen. He knows that. Every Yankees fan knows, casual or the people who watch podcasts every night of this team, they know what Anthony Volpe's done. But now you have the national audience watching it. He has every bit to be timid, every bit of reason to be timid out there. To display what he's done all year on the big stage. Well, Jake, he showed up prepared to play. So let's give him credit. I'm not going to complain about Volpe. Matter of fact, just yesterday I said, hey, he was great in game one. I want to see more of Volpe in game two. And lo and behold, Anthony Volpe shows up and makes one of the best defensive plays in the game. Obviously, Jazz made another good play diving up the middle. But Jake, his glove today helped change a game. That's what we've been asking for this year now. Is it to happen long term? Who knows? But he's overall been a really good player in October. So I have no problem, Guy. I'm glad, obviously, you're bringing some positivity to Volpe because I think he deserves it. He's earned it.
No, I definitely agree with that. And I would go as far as to say Volpe is one of the guys that I'm trusting on in the postseason. Yeah. When you have that presence in the postseason, you know, albeit it was one postseason and two games so far, but it tells me there's something that clicks in October for him, and you see the at-bats, they're way better, and that's just that. So right now he's one of the guys in my circle of trust when it comes to hitters.
Yeah, apparently he's Nick Foles of Major League Baseball
playoffs.
Yeah, that's
a great example.
It's, you just don't know what it is that makes a player tick and what gets them woken up for a game and more locked in. Volpe gets locked in for October. Scott Ross with the 10. Scott, we really appreciate the support. Thank you. Says Cam versus Early is a matchup we're going to see for years to come. Both future aces. Stanton needs to show up tomorrow. Do you start McMahon? He may be one of the worst hitters I've ever seen. Now, McMahon had some at-bats today. They were quality. I'm going to say this about Ryan McMahon. Personally, I probably, in tomorrow's game, I want Ryan McMahon out there at third base, and I'll tell you why. Same reason I said this in the Fenway series. I said I want the best defensive option with the young player matched up. I don't want to see Cam Schlittler with two outs and a man on first base, and you're saying this is a big spot. If he gets out of this, we're home free. And all of a sudden you see a squibber over to third base or there's a hard hit ball to third base, and it changes the play. Jake, you've mentioned at Fenway, don't mind having a worse defensive guy at third base, but we're at Yankee Stadium, and the most difficult defensive position at the stadium happens to be left field. So in my opinion, I think the choice is to play McMahon, get his defense in the game for the young player, I was happy with what he did offensively today. I had no problem with it. But yeah, early obviously has a lot of potential. But does he have as much? Is he as much right now? Not potential. What is he tomorrow? And I think Cam Schlittler is ahead of where he's at in his development. So that's what makes me as hopeful as I am.
No, I totally understand that. I mean, look, I think McMahon, you know, based on what I've seen and its short sample size, he looks good at the plate. He looks confident. He looks comfortable. Had a nice hit today. Had another hit that was kind of robbed. And then a walk. The reality is this. When Rosario and Caballero are hitting, makes it hard to justify McMahon, who's not hitting. But if McMahon has found something and he's hitting, he can be a valuable, valuable, valuable asset to this team.
No doubt.
I might not be a huge fan of the move, might not agree with giving up what they gave up, paying what they're paying. But take all of that aside, and I think that's the trap we fall in with Ryan McMahon. We want to talk about what he cost and why it was a bad move, but it would be a disservice to not look at it from the lens of this is a guy on the Yankees now.
Yep.
All that stuff is done. So you've graded him as such, and yeah, it still wasn't a great move. But now, what is Ryan McMahon, the player for the Yankees? Well, he's a great glove, one of the best in the league at the hot corner. And now, if he's starting to hit, and again, starting to is a little subjective, but it looks like he's taking better at-bats. If that's the case, he can be a piece in this offense and this defense and, you know, be a huge help in a winner-take-all game. So I would keep McMahon in. I understand, Scott, he can be frustrating, but, you know, right now I'm not trying to push a guy out the door that's actually doing a nice job.
Yeah, and he's a tough guy to manage against because, you know, based on his bat, late in a game, Aaron Boone's shown I'm not afraid to take him out of the game to put in a Rosario, right? To put in somebody with a platoon option, it makes essentially Corey's going to have to manage a little bit more timid. And Mark with a 50 bomb, seeing the red, Mark, we really appreciate that, said, I'm back and completely soaked. I saw your message on Twitter, my man. Said he's soaked in beer. I don't care. What a game. What an atmosphere. See, I knew that crowd was loud, which I'm so proud of, obviously.
Yeah.
Nothing like the Yankees-Sox playoff baseball. The energy was even higher than when I went to the ALCS years ago. Wow. Now let's take game three. Let's go Yankees. So, Mark, again, thank you for the support. I know Jake also is very thankful. Jake, I'm sure you could tell, having watched this game, how loud the crowd was. Do you think, with the crowd being that it is, it's going to be even more electric tomorrow night? We've got a rookie on the mound. Obviously, they've got a rookie on the mound as well. Alex Cora talked about that post game, so he just said, may the best team win. How do you see that affecting both of these pitchers? Because Yankee Stadium, it's been a while since I've said it's made a major impact on a series. I feel like it did today. What do you see going into tomorrow? Do you feel like it'll be an adjustment period, or do you think it'll just carry some of these arms?
Connelly Early has never pitched against the Yankees before.
Not once. Okay.
Do you remember that stat? I don't remember exactly what it came out to be. But Aaron Judge destroys rookie pitching.
I didn't know that. It's not surprising, but wow.
He hits a home run off of like every rookie. It's insane. Here's my prediction. Tomorrow, okay, Aaron Judge is going to hit a two-run shot. Because whoever's hitting, and I imagine it'll be Grisham. Grisham's going to get on base via a walk. Judge is going to hit a two-run shot. That is going to be the game. From that point on, the Yankees are going to take it, and I'm talking the first inning,
yeah, right?
They're going to jump on him early. Now the Red Sox are in deep shit. Yeah, literally.
By the way, do you know the biggest crowd that he's pitched in front of? Because I know we said he pitched 19 and a third.
Yeah.
Do you know the only road game he's pitched at the big league level? Guess who he played against. You're not going to believe this.
Who?
Tampa. He pitched at George M. Steinbrenner.
Oh, my God.
Guys, this can go well. It still can, right? Like, he could just respond well. He has never pitched in front of more than 10,000 people once. He is pitching now in front of 50,000 of what Mark says was a louder group than the American League Championship Series. I want people to realize that nothing's set in stone in sports, but these are factors. Like, he pitched at home against Detroit, pitched five innings, pitched really well, gave up two, pitched against the Athletics, gave up one in five and a third. Those were both home starts, totally different than pitching on the road. And Jake, Will Warren can tell us all the difference between pitching at Yankee Stadium versus pitching on the road. It's massively different. So, guys, I think this could be a major factor really early in this game. So I'm excited for this, man. I'm juiced.
I'm still not sure if I want this to happen, but I kind of feel like Will Warren is going to end the game. I think
what?
Yes. Like, not end the game, but I think Bednar's going to end the game. I think Bednar, yes. The deal was you're going to close all three games. There you go. But I think Will Warren is going to come in and pitch the fifth, sixth, seventh, and potentially the eighth. That's like
my prediction. Certainly a possibility with a big if. If the Yankees are nursing a healthy lead, you're talking about three runs or more, right? If they're leaving the yard, if they get to early
in this game. And I do think we see Crochet, by the way. I do.
Which would be the opposite decision that Buck Showalter made, right? He didn't go to Zach Britton. I talk about this a lot. And I think Core is the type of manager that if I'm going to die, I'm going to die with my best players on the field and not with anything else. This is obviously the opposite of what Aaron Boone's chosen to do with his teams throughout the years. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if Crochet grabs the ball. I know, wasn't Crochet, by the way, the pitcher who said, "I won't pitch unless it's"? Do you remember that? Unless it was in the postseason or what was it?
Yeah,
Crochet
without it. No. That was extension. The thing. Michael K got on him. He wouldn't pitch in the postseason without an extension. Michael K's like, "You've barely ever pitched in the postseason."
That was a wild thing to say at the time because he was a really young player. He's still a young player. I get it. He wanted to protect his body, and this is sports. It could cost you hundreds of millions, but weird.
He doesn't come off as like an arrogant ass the way he did last year. Like when that came out, I was like, okay, that guy's kind of arrogant.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is that there's pressure. You have to remember, there's a lot of pressure to make that type of money. And when you get your first contract, you can kind of, all right, let me exhale and my normal personality can come out. But there's a pretty big difference between making $30 million a year or $25 million versus the type of money he was making at that time when he said that. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
Now, question for you.
Yeah.
It was a while ago. But Diamondbacks, Yankees, you have Curt Schilling, you got Randy Johnson.
Yeah.
And those two pitch how many games, right? They pitch almost the entire World Series.
Hold game. It was just ridiculous.
Is that a sign of the times? Do you think Crochet could do that if called upon? How far off are today's pitchers than pitchers back then?
Very far off. They're very far off. These guys are honestly what I would describe today's starting pitchers as. They're really, do you ever watch, what do they call those? Those cars that just explode off the line. They go like 300 miles an hour, and every like 3 years, they explode into a ball of flames. Have you seen those?
The parachute.
They have the parachute.
Yeah.
There's the parachute on the back.
No idea what that is, but I know what you're talking about.
That is today's starting pitchers. They can throw faster. They have got nastier pitches. Like, I would argue, Mason Miller threw a pitch down, if you saw it, 104.5 miles an hour on the corner.
I did see it.
Pitching Ninja put that up there on Twitter. Unbelievable. It may be the greatest pitch of all time. 105 miles an hour on the corner. You're doing nothing with that. Now, my point here, right, my long-winded point, is that today's starting pitcher is essentially to be a Lamborghini for a very short period of time, and there's very little flexibility with what they can do. Now, there's outliers. We saw Madison Bumgarner. We've seen Zach Wheeler, what he's done the last several years. Obviously, unfortunately, he got hurt, but you get the point. Some guys are built to be that bulldog, Corbin Burns, but a lot of these guys, you also have to remember, Jake, there's a factor to the fact that we're sitting in a wild card, not the World Series. If we were in the World Series, there's days off in between games where you can kind of let me prepare myself for maybe 2-3 days, 2.5 days. I mean, we're talking about no window at all for recovery for Crochet. That's a major risk for their franchise to do that. I would not want to do it myself. I think it's too much risk, given the fact that Crochet really hasn't done anything similar his whole career. He just became a starter last year, if we remember correctly. So, yeah, today's pitchers are not built to do that or to go that type of length or the following day. So, I personally, I don't see it happening. I don't.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's going to go length or anything like that, but I think we see Crochet at least an inning tomorrow.
Yeah, I think an inning is definitely where you'd say this isn't necessarily a physical, like a... But he also went 115 pitches, right? They really extended him in that start. So wanted to make sure I give that its due. Kyle Millay with the 2 says Yankees play at 8 tomorrow if Dodgers win tonight. Is that true?
Damn.
They really flex it that way? Because, I mean, when I looked at the MLB app, it just says the time.
It is true. It's TBD now.
TBD. Okay. Well, Kyle, thank you for that information. I would have had no idea. Really appreciate that.
I'll be going out at the same time as the Rams game I'll be at. So
it's the worst thing possible for you. But
I'm
going
to be a nervous wreck.
Yeah, that's fair.
And Rams Alex will be up by 10. 30 and I'll be like,
you'll be freaking out. Everyone's going to want to know why. Thank you for the 10, Alex. Says game 3 versus early. Oh, wow. He wants Paul Goldschmidt. Wow, he's even got the right-handed, left-handed up there. Wow, he went the extra mile. Right-handed Paul Goldschmidt to lead off the game. Yeah, gets a lefty. Judge, Bellinger, Stanton. Jazz, Rice, Volpe, Grisham, Caballero, save Rosario for Chapman in a potential ninth inning scenario, or if
who
they throw Chapman for
multi-Chapman.
Yeah.
I'm curious who has good numbers against Chapman.
So that you can preserve them for the bench later in the game. Obviously, if it ends up being some of our best players, you wouldn't. But is there any player that you see out there?
Yeah, let me do some research, even though I know somebody unfollowed us because we were doing that research on the seventh inning splits or whatever.
Oh, wow. Someone unfollowed us?
Yeah.
Oh, did they tell you that they did that?
You know, of course they did.
Oh, wow. So they treated it like an airport. They had to tell us of their departure.
Yeah, they're like, because you have looked up the seventh inning splits, I'm unfollowing.
Yeah, there was actually some random dude on Twitter today. He was like, I used to support Yankees Unloaded, but now I don't. I said, well, why would you think I care? I was like, if you don't support something, you just stop supporting it. It's your choice, right? It's a free country. You're allowed to watch whatever. You could be watching Netflix. Everyone has that choice. But yeah,
I used to like the band Five Finger Death Punch when I was younger, and my taste in music changed. Now I don't like him anymore. So
did you send him anything in the mail?
Didn't send him anything.
Oh, you didn't?
I wasn't like, hey, sorry guys, I don't like your music anymore. It's not you, it's me. It's just I just was like, all right, you know, kind of let it fade away.
Well, Alex, we're currently looking up what we should do with our bench because we want to know Chapman's going to pitch tomorrow. He's going to come into the game. We want to have some guys who have some success against Chapman on the bench so we can deploy him. Ness with the 10. Thank you, Ness. We really appreciate that and the support. And again,
Rosario's
guys, make sure you subscribe. He's the only one. Rosario should be on the bench. There you have it.
Yep.
Okay. Rodon has left.
700 OPS, 429 batting average. Oops. Only 8 plate appearances, but
that's still good. No, it's still good. He's got a sign of life there. Rodon has left in after 6 innings and 3 runs, showing. But Freed was pulled out 6 1/3, 0 runs. Don't you think Boone should have started the 7th with a fresh arm? Rice will come up big tomorrow. So I think we all agree with that conclusion there about Rice. But to be honest with you, damn if you do, damn if you don't. Carlos Rodon wasn't great tonight.
True.
I think he was good enough, but he wasn't great. I think the problem is we don't need to make it seem. I mean, I went on Ariel Epstein's show earlier today, and I told her, I said, the last thing the Yankees should be doing is managing today's game with Rodon reactionary to what they did yesterday. Just understand game one was a major mistake taking Fried out of the game. It just was. Yeah,
I agree.
There's a way to say he was slowing down. You're right. But a slowed down Max Fried is a better pitcher than Weaver in the seventh inning, and our numbers suggested exactly that. Manage tonight's game based on what's happening in front of your eyes. And I thought overall, the job of who pitched when and where and how, I thought it was fine. It was. The guys did their job, and I was happy we won tonight.
Yeah, and I have to check that episode out. I think before I go to bed tonight, I'll have to watch that.
Oh, God, you should have seen me, Jake. So mind you, I wasn't in my setup. It was in the middle of the day. That's the reason I haven't joined her show yet. And I told her, I said, hey, I'll join the show on my phone. Is that okay? She says, yeah. I put my phone in the kitchen. And meanwhile, my wife walks into the background. She had no idea I was live on a show. She walks into the background, and I was like, hey, I'm live. And then she ran out the frame. And then all of a sudden, I had to move the camera, and then the camera fell. So like it was a whole disaster.
Now I need to watch it even more.
You sure do. Yeah, because you're a tech guy, so you'll know what I was dealing with.
Tell the viewers what we were dealing with before we got on here with the AI camera.
Oh, with your tracking camera. Yeah, Jake's camera. Because just to make all of you feel even older, his camera follows him around the room. Just the most ridiculous piece of useless tech I've ever heard. Jake thinks it's cool. I don't get it.
I don't know how much I like it. I would say I don't like it, but it's my travel camera. So as you guys can see,
look at this. What is the point of that technology? What is the purpose?
I don't know, man. It's the Insta360. Shout out to them. They make great tech.
I mean, it's a cool piece of technology, but I just can't understand the purpose. Like you said, if you're a TikTok dancer and you're moving around the room, then maybe you're a TED talker. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm neither of those things, so you don't want me dancing.
Absolutely not. I know how that would go. And PB Music with the two says, think there's a chance Heel comes out the bullpen. I do. I think there's absolutely a shot that Luis Heel comes out of the bullpen. I think even more so of a shot. The one thing about Heel that's interesting is I'm just not sure where his command's going to be out of the bullpen. He's already a pitcher. When he knows he's pitching 5 days ahead of time, he still struggles to get the ball in the strike zone. And in October, I mean, you've seen players, you know, Rafaela drawing walks that never draw walks. Players Heel's lock in the for roster. These at-bats. Heel is not on the roster?
Yeah, because he pitched Sunday, so they were like, he's not going to pitch.
Wow. You know what? That's fair. And Warren is, correct?
What does that tell you, by the way? They could go with four starters, and he could be the fourth starter. Why else would they keep him off the roster?
It's not really a reason.
Yeah.
But Warren is on the roster, which technically could mean in long relief. It's similar to the situation with Stroman, right? Stroman potentially come out of the bullpen? And at that time, he was like, no, I'm not a bullpen guy. Okay. Well, there's still a role to be played. And you saw how important guys like Matt's, Whitlock, how important they were today. They really changed the game. So, yeah, I guess PEB Music, not going to happen. No Luis Heel. And I don't give an F. 93 with the two.
Explain, Luigi.
Luigi.
I'm curious. Yeah. I'm curious.
Anywho.
I want to know.
Anywho. Speaking of, I don't give an F. That's probably a response that I would have to Luigi, but thank you for the two. Says, I was at the game. First playoff game. It was rocking. That's awesome. And I've never been to a Yankees playoff game. I've been to one, you know,
what?
At the old Yankee Stadium. So that's a feather in my cap, but, no. Well, Jake, I've only been to Yankee Stadium about four times.
Well, I was with you for one of them.
Yeah, right. So I've been to Yankee Stadium, run a Yankees Posca.
The sweet serenade of Marcus Stroman.
Which it wasn't supposed to be, guys. We were supposed to be seeing Nestor Cortez, right?
Dude, not only did we not get to see Nestor Cortez, Nestor Cortez would then go on to have the most memorably awful appearance in Yankees postseason history.
Yeah, he got hurt And that's why he didn't pitch. He was a scratch like 10, 15 minutes before the game. And I told you, Jake, I said, did you know Nestor is hurt in this game? You're like, you're kidding. No, I'm not. And we walked to our seats. We scored. Before we got to our seats, we didn't score again. And we lost. I think Stroman gave up like 13 hits, gave up like 10 runs. It was just an absolute
And then
unraveling.
Like, Soto had two home runs. Judge had a home run. And we thought we were going to win. And then, it didn't happen. They fell one run short.
One home run short. Yeah, I did record that home run. We were in the upper deck at that point. We actually meandered all the way up there.
Yeah. No,
that was pretty cool. Or at least I was. So
yeah, you
appreciate
were.
The super. Alex, who's a mod of ours, we really appreciate you doing it. Alex, so thank you with the five. Hey, we're catching up on our supers here. He says, this game was so damn good. We're definitely going over 4 hours tonight. Am I right? Right, Jake? No, we are not going over 4 hours, probably another 15, 20 minutes. We've got a lot of voicemails, which is understandable. Right. Get some rest, brother. We'll see you tomorrow. So good luck to your Rams. I know they're playing the 49ers with, I think it's me. I think I'm playing quarterback or tight end for the Niners tomorrow. So the Rams should win tomorrow. So good luck to your Rams.
It looks like you've been doing your homework and keeping up with the injury report.
Correct. Right.
It's Mac
George
Jones,
Kittle, nobody's playing.
And no one is playing. Pearsall's out. What's his face is out. Juwan Jennings.
The coach is out. Everyone's hurt. They can't go. So Alex, thank you for the five, my man. Really appreciate it. And Apex with the two says Cora overextending Crochet may backfire then. No. Absolutely not, because
that
was
won
the
because
turning point.
They overextended him. I wouldn't even call it an overextend. I think they just extended him, right? Like an overextend to me would be like Crochet wasn't pitching well and they didn't trust their bullpen, so they're like, screw it, we're gonna have him go over 120 pitch count and he's not even pitching well enough to justify 120 pitch count. That to me would be an overextension. But honestly, Crochet could have, I am convinced, Crochet could have pitched that entire game.
Oh, I completely agree. 140 pitches
wouldn't have
mattered. Nope.
He wouldn't have lost. So
no, he was the best player on the field, and you've got to tip your cap. I mean, you heard it from Jersey Girl in game one, post game. She's absolutely right. Garrett Crochet deserved a ton of credit. He was traded for to be the ace of the Red Sox, and my God, is that an ace. Alex Cora, just throw him the ball. 120 pitches, I don't care. I'm on
Has
the mound, I'll dominate.
Has there ever been a co-Cy Young before?
It's a good question. I don't know.
This should be the year. Crochet. I've changed my stance. I would still go with Crochet, but mm-hmm. I think Crochet and Scooble should be AL co-Cy Young.
I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I obviously like one winner. Like, if you think about it, if we saw a Cal Raleigh, they're like, oh, we just can't ignore the season, gave him co-MVP with Aaron Judge,
well,
I'd be like, oh, come on.
I don't actually think it's close.
I genuinely
don't think it's close. Whereas Crochet and Scooble both shoved when they had to in game one, thus proving the point that the entire year, meaningful games, non-meaningful, they're just the best at what they do.
There's nothing either pitcher failed to do. So how can you give it over one pitcher, you know, from one pitcher to the other? I'm not sure. It's going to be a tight race, but yeah, I wouldn't mind it at all. Obviously, we think very highly of Crochet. No, mm-hmm. So Apex, they didn't overextend Crochet, to Jake's point. They used him the way, it, unintended consequences. He maybe can't pitch for game three, maybe. And Lonely Satellite, hell of a name, is a
Love
member.
It.
So thank you for becoming a Yankees Unloaded member. Really appreciate that. Right at the buzzer, right in postseason time. So good time to become a member.
And now,
are you trying to look up?
Now we got the second deck. So appreciate you.
Thank you, Lonely.
Lonely Satellite. I love that name. All right. Now let's wrap the show in the only way we can with our voicemail section.
Oh, it's a scroll.
So. Awesome. It's so
now we're Zoom.
I hate everything about everything.
So you guys boo right. Jake.
Anyway, You guys can look at Connolly early. How about
and
that?
Yeah, Sam, and Sam, you are right. The voters have to choose. There won't be a co-MVP. You're right.
There you go. Anyway. Enjoy that. So stupid. All right. So we got eight voicemails.
Eight voicemails? All right, let's get it started.
Yep. Our new member, and I have to look him up because we have all sorts of members. Our new member, Vulnera Medicus, is our newest diamond level member. So
Vulnera, thank you.
This is for yesterday.
Okay.
And since Vulnera signed up for it yesterday, we're going to air it. So, yeah.
Hey, Gary and Jake. So, I just wanted to tap in instead of typing at all. Yes, you guys are right. Boone did make a couple mistakes, but, you know, taking out Freed was gassed. I don't think he could have gone anymore. I think he would have argued if he wanted to stay then, but he didn't. And sorry, I'm surprised you guys are going to probably play this after the game tonight, and hopefully when yesterday fucking sucked, I felt so defeated after the game. After Luke gave up those runs and after Freed came out, I was defeated. I literally looked at my girlfriend. I was like, this game is over. But hopefully we get against Bayo. And hopefully I just upgraded now. And hopefully, I don't know. I'll probably be done tomorrow. I don't know. If we win tomorrow, I think we're going to win the series. But
we ain't dead yet.
I do think Cora outmanaged Boone. Like, let's be honest. Cora knew he was going to go to Jazz in the eighth. And who knows that he knew that Jazz was going to bat in the ninth. But imagine Unmod coming up. I know he hasn't done anything that night. But that would have been nice. And then the bullpen. Everybody keeps on complaining about the bullpen. Who else are we going to go to? Nobody else.
I'll pitch.
People don't realize. Like, I had my friends texting me, like, our bullpen sucks. Why did we go to Luke? We have, like, go to someone else. I'm like, we don't have anybody else. Luke is our third best reliever. And then he was like, Devin sucks too. And I was like, Devin's our second best. And then it goes Bender. But I don't know. Hopefully we win. I'm predicting a Trent home run after that last night. He better hit one tonight. I'm starting to doubt Trent. I love Trent.
He did not.
I've been to six games this year. I live in central Nebraska. Like, I'm not going to say the exact address, but...
Yeah, don't do that.
Went a little bit too long, but you can cut off that last part.
Here you go.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you for the voicemail, my man. And yeah, we won the game. Grisham did not homer, so I'm sorry. Who's next?
And then it was Lisa, but there's no voicemail. So hopefully we hear from Lisa again. But there's...
Hopefully after a Game 3 win, getting to early. So, Lisa, we hope to hear from you very soon.
Mark?
That never sleeps. Calling in from the bleachers at the game, and I'm getting another hit. Stop all the heat. Let's go, baby! Woo! All right, guys. Amazing game. Ben Rice starting it off, baby. I hope you can hear me. First time voicemail here you probably had straight from the bleachers with the creatures. Let's go, baby. Let's go, Yankees. Bednar with the perfect closing. Yankees playing clutch. Bullpen came through. Devin Williams came through. Ben Rice, baby. Aaron Judge coming through. Stolen bases. Just overall, let's do it, baby. That's your voicemail. Straight from the park, straight from the bleachers. Yo! Right, you can hear some natural in the background.
Couldn't really hear anything in the background, but...
That was... No, you would have thought he was at the library. No, but thank you for the voicemail, man. That's sweet. Hearing a voicemail from Yankee Stadium, Yeah, makes us feel like we're having an impact. So that was sweet. And by the way, guys, just a reminder, our Diamond level members can leave voicemails. I do see some people in the comments asking how they do so. So, yeah, thank you for the message. And I see there's an Elder Scroll. Reds have bases loaded with nobody out.
Yeah, but this is exactly where the Dodgers want them. Dude, the Yankees have completely changed the course of history. Anytime I see bases loaded, no outs, I'm never going to, unless it's against the Yankees, I'm never going to feel confident.
When I see bases loaded, nobody out, you know what I think when the Yankees come to the plate? I think we should score one run here, and then we'll fail twice with runners in scoring position and one out and two outs.
Yeah.
That's how I see it. We should score one.
It's fair. It's absolutely fair to feel that way. And
they have changed our brain. Our chemistry has changed. Yeah, what's up?
It's 4-8, sack fly. So they got one run, and now they'll ground into a double play, and that'll be that. I'm just saying. I've seen this movie before.
That's something we would do. So who's next?
Kyle Mallett.
Oh, Kyle.
Hey, guys. Kyle Mallett here. Jesus. I think it's a scary night, so I don't know if voicemails are going to be played, but the Yankees can't make it easy, can they?
Shots fired.
Oh, my God.
No, we can't.
Game 3 tomorrow. Cam Clippers against whoever the...
Did he disappear on us? Yeah, I hear nothing.
Well, stop moving. It just randomly took over my computer.
Hey, guys. Kyle Mallett here. Jesus. I think it's so scary tonight, so I don't know if voicemails are going to be played, but the Yankees can't make it easy, can they?
There it is.
Again, whoever the...
Jake has exploded, ladies and gentlemen. So voicemails have exploded with him. I don't know if he's joining back in, but I want to get to our last super, Chris. And Chris, I did kind of help you on Twitter, didn't I? Chris, thank you for the five. Thank you for the super. Jake has just re-entered into the studio, so hopefully he pops in. He says, Gary, I thanked you on X, helping me get through that game, to which I'm pretty sure I had a minor stroke. My fat ass couldn't take more of this. LOL, kudos. And Jake is the spinning wheel in the corner, and I'm pretty sure I'm Jake Ellenbogen. Anyways, guys. Yeah. Hey, welcome back, my man.
I'm not sure what's happening.
None of us are. So all I know is Kyle Mallett's voicemail, you exploded in the middle of it. So I was just getting to our last super.
Oh, yeah. Let's get through the voicemails. That's the Dodger game. Yeah. All right. That was
so you guys are going to feel like you're in an inception. You're going to hear the beginning of Kyle again. Go ahead.
All right.
The Yankees can't make it easy, can they? Oh, my God. Game 3 tomorrow. Cam Schlitter against whoever the pitching for Boston. But I think Yankees have an advantage. They use their Red Sox use their whole bullpen today, basically, except for Chapman. And then they don't have Whitlock for tomorrow because he threw like 40-something pitches. But, oh, my gosh. I can't believe the Yankees actually pulled this one off. Thank you, Jazz, for your feed. And let's go, Yankees. Let's go win the game tomorrow and go beat the freaking Blue Jays. All right, guys, have a good night. Go, Yankees. I don't know if I can do another game. Whew. All right. Have a good night, guys. I don't know if the Yankees are good or the voicemails are going to be played, but let's all have.
He definitely got cut off. But we appreciate you, Kyle. Good Lord. What is going on? Dude, like, you should
you
see
have the
right
most
now.
AOL dial-up of all time.
Hey, to be fair, this isn't my place, okay? This is an Airbnb in the middle of the hood, okay?
There should be a way to go into an Airbnb where they're like, we've got internet that's better than your house. Like, it's like top-of-the-line internet.
Yeah. They have the Google Mesh. I don't think it's meshing. It's
sham. Wi-Fi it's gotten worse over the last decade, and they just keep charging us triple. So, yeah, who's next in our voicemails?
That would be our newcomer.
Oh.
Let's go, boys. Bruce Williams Bender, get it fucking done. Tomorrow is Cam Sutler's fucking Yankee moment. How about fucking McMahon? Chisholm. This team. Oh my gosh. Wells. Wells is showing why he is our catcher. He's showing it.
Did today.
Him and Ben are like, we need him on lefties, and it doesn't fucking matter. I know Goldie's good, but Goldie can pinch it. But let's go, boys. Tomorrow, we're going to win. The Red Sox used their whole fucking bullpen tonight. Who do they fucking have? I have a feeling that they're going to pitch Bayo tomorrow for some weird reason. I don't know how that works, but let's go, boys. Can't wait to hear the pod.
Appreciate
you. It's nice to hear some excitement about the podcast. So thank you, obviously, for supporting us and becoming a diamond-level member. We really appreciate that. But, man, I couldn't even stomach the game today. Jake, I know you really enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy a lick of it because, like I told you, I'm a solo watcher. I like to watch Yankees games by myself. If there's another person by me, I'm bothered instantly. Unless I'm at the stadium, that's clearly a different experience. But when I'm at home, man, I'm just in a bunker, and I was stressed. Just dealing with the finality of what was potentially to come, if the Yankees bullpen was our undoing in a game two and we had to go home today, I mean, man, that would have sucked. But then, Jake, I think it's just going to be me tomorrow, you know, given how busy your day is. We need the Yankees to win so we can go to a long division series. It's better for all parties.
Yes. No, definitely. And it's funny. It's like I said, man, the Rams can be up 30-0 while I'm at the stadium that they're playing in. And I'm going to be looking at my phone, like, the whole time. So it's...
Yeah, you won't enjoy anything tomorrow. By the way, is that a damn scroll that I see as a voicemail?
Blame B-Rye.
B-Rye. Oh my goodness, B-Rye. This thing is a Harry Potter, the Sorcerer's Stone.
The Elder Scroll is here.
Oh my goodness. This looks like the Declaration of Independence. Go ahead.
Let's go. All right. Get him by the skin of our teeth. I will take it. Oh, man. These games take off years of my life, man. I really do. Oh, man. Austin Wells, biggest hit of the year.
Yep.
Got some bounces tonight. That bounce by Wells right there, that hit, was nice. Loud Chisholm to score. I can't believe they're calling that hit by Judge an RBI. That's an error all day, as far as I'm concerned. But
told you, Jake.
I don't care. I disagree. I'm getting good bounces.
That top spin, that's all Judge,
definitely,
man.
A little let down by Rodon tonight. I would have liked to see him limited to two runs. Unfortunately, that story, and then he imploded in the seventh. Big spot of the night. Got to give a big shout out to Cruz. You know what? Got to give credit to Cashman. You know, he got him off the scrap heap. You know, we all bash him, but give credit where it's due. The guy stepped up in a really big spot. That was the turning point of the game. I think everybody knows it. Bednar closed the door at the end. Nice job. Keeping it consistent tonight. Hopefully, we can close this out tomorrow. Obviously, the smart move is to sit Ben Rice for game three, right? Right, Boone? Oh, boy.
Analytics.
Well, hopefully, Schiller can do the job. I tell you, I wonder if Cora going to the bullpen the third is really going to backfire against him tomorrow. I get it. He's trying to be aggressive. For all the credit we give him, that might end up biting him in the ass. You know, because he went through, I don't even know, seven arms of six pitchers in the bullpen? Something like
crazy.
That?
Crazy.
It's a lot.
five, six, whatever.
Means early. He's probably got to go late.
Whitlock definitely will not be available tomorrow. I can tell you that, pitching almost 50 pitches.
No, so they don't have
Whitlock. We'll see. You know, right now it's looking up for us. Let's go. Good night, guys.
Appreciate you, B-Rye. Yeah, they're also at home, so it's very much... You have to be honest with yourselves. I understand some people like being negative, and I get that. Yankees, they've been hard to watch. They haven't been the evil empire. But, guys, come on. They have home field advantage. They're coming off this win, and the Red Sox don't have a crochet. They already used their trap card. Crochet was their trap card. We knew that. And they still almost didn't win. That's what I was trying to say. Now, you give them a lot of credit. They fought hard tonight. They got after Rodon a little bit. But the reality is they don't have Giolito tomorrow. So it's going to be early, and it's going to be a bullpen game. And I believe the Yankees bullpen is going to look better than the Red Sox bullpen. But I think Cam Schlittler... If Boone lets Cam go, he'll go seven innings, and he'll be strong, and he'll look no different than he's looked before, because Cam Schlittler, every time he goes out there, it's its own event. It's not any different. I don't think he's going to treat the postseason any different. I think this is a calm, cool, collected pitcher on the mound, and that's what I expect him to continue to be. So that's kind of where I am on, you know, Cam. I think tomorrow... He ends up going 4 1/3. I disagree with it, but I'm telling you right now, I already disagree with it. It hasn't even happened yet.
But, so it's an efficient 4 1/3 short outing.
Yeah, very efficient. Boone's going to be like, really appreciate everything you've done, but we need to win this game, which is idiotic.
Maybe he can bring Cam to close the game after he's pulled him from the, as a starter. He can use him later.
Yeah, maybe they'll throw that in there. Or maybe he's just going to find a loophole that allows him to take Crochet and say, yeah, we ran out of pitchers, so, you know.
Yeah.
Then Crochet
who knows?
Finishes the game for the Yankees. Who the hell knows? I don't know.
Yeah, I see another Elder Scroll.
Ed W.,
let it fly.
Hey, this is Ed W., and we have a special guest star.
Hi, I'm Ed's daughter.
What's your name?
My name's Sally.
That's Sally. We just came out of the game.
Hi, Sally.
Hi, Sally.
We could go over all the ups and downs of the game. We could go over all the stuff that made us crazy and all the stuff that made us mad and happy. So, Sally, how did you feel about it?
I felt really good. So Ben and I hit a double home run. And Grisham scored, and Jazz came from first all the way to home.
And how did you feel during the game?
Stressed,
I know.
It was 3-3, 2-2.
4-3.
4-3.
Well, I wanted to relay a bit of a nice experience we all had. It turns out that we were sitting with David Bednar's family, and it was really refreshing to see them react to their husband, son-in-law, brother, all pitch and save a game. They were all broken down in tears when he got the save. It was really, really moving. We all were about to cry.
Yeah.
We told them that the city loves him, and they view him as having no fear. And we were all really proud of him and to keep up the good work. But it's really nice to see a family together. I mean, she was carrying her infant in a baby Bjorn on her shoulder trying to get her to sleep.
And with a baseball blankie.
What a crazy, crazy thing. But
in that atmosphere.
Anyway, we were blessed to be able to meet them, and blessed to see the Yankees actually win the game and head back tomorrow and take care of business. Sorry about the long voicemail, but I thought this would be a nice one.
Yeah.
Good show, guys, and we look forward to hearing from you guys later.
And Jason Dominguez is actually called SpongeBob.
Funny. Okay, we'll talk later. Bye.
Well, thank you, Sally.
What was that about Jason Dominguez being SpongeBob?
Yeah. That was a great voicemail. That's interesting. So those had to be some great seats. You were sitting next to Bednar's family. Pretty cool.
Well, and you also have to think about this, Gary. It actually makes a lot of sense, right? Because David Bednar has pitched in Pittsburgh. When does he get these opportunities?
Never. He's never had them. And obviously, you mentioned it before, the Pirates were in the postseason, you know, not too long ago. I mean, it was a while ago, but... They used to be a perennial team that would get there to the postseason. David Bednar would have pitched the next 10 years and probably not gotten any opportunity. And so now that he's a Yankee and he's built like this, he's the perfect build. I know he didn't pitch well in game one, which is a bummer, and it wasn't Boone's fault in that scenario, but he was great today. Devin Williams, they were great. Our bullpen found a way to get the job done. Very interesting choice, by the way, to take an infant out there in a crowd like that and try to get him to sleep. That was never happening.
Yeah, that pretty crazy, but hey, it worked out, and the infant will never remember that they were there, but it's all good.
This is true.
All right, last one, Ninja Hot Dog, and then we're out of here.
Oh, Ninja, I can't wait to hear this.
Holy shit. Come on. We won. Yankees win. I cannot believe it. I'm walking home right now, and I cannot believe the Yankees have just won. We did exactly what we needed to do. Rodon, he was a bit shaky, but he got through it, and the Yankees scored just enough to win. I'm glad. I feel like the Yankees today showed they played like they wanted it, you know? And that's what really you need most. You need a team of players who want to win. And the Yankees today really wanted it. You could tell.
Really?
The crowd was really into it. I'm a bit disappointed, though, I must admit, with Bellinger. You know, what's Bellinger doing? He didn't do that much. And Stanton, you talked about playoff Stanton so much. Playoff Stanton this year grounded out to shortstop 3 times. So that's the guy who we had planned to rely on, apparently. Also, we still can't really hit that well with runners in scoring position. I wonder, how many bases did we leave stranded?
1 for 7. How many? Once again.
Exact the same as yesterday.
Right? At least yeah. 6, it feels like. It's disappointing. It feels like the team's problems still aren't improving. Right. Judge got a bit better. At least he's hitting now, but still not someone you can rely on. I really like Rice, though. Ben Rice is amazing. We need to hold on to that guy. As for the rest of the team, they're all right. They're doing enough to win, and as long as they win, I'm happy. Jazz needs to be cut from the team. I'm sorry. He's not that great. He's overrated. He makes way too many errors. He's like flavor, I feel like. He's got to go. Fire Baboon.
I like Jazz.
I like Jazz too, man.
Try to make the diving play at second base. It was a very tough play. Obviously tough. Somewhat of a bobble. Wasn't able to get a handle on it and make the strong throw to first and get the out. I thought Jazz was good today. And again, when I look at who plays and who doesn't, if you play on the damn team, you have to find whether you hit a homer, you get hits, you run the bases like hell, you're a pitcher, you go out there and bridge the game to our closer, you have to find some way to positively impact the game. Something. You got to steal bases. Anything. And defense, it's okay to be a great defensive player and not hit a ton, right? Ryan McMahon, we've talked about it. I want Ryan McMahon out there in the field because there's a way for him to make an impact. But Jake, there's just no way that you can look at what Jazz did today on the base pass. We don't win this game if he was an out slower. If he was a mile an hour slower, the Yankees just find a way to lose this game late in the game. And we're devastated. Season's over. So I was proud of what Jazz did today. I'm sure he probably thinks when I look up at the lineup card tomorrow, lefty or be damned, I am in the lineup. I should be in there, and I would agree with him. So, yeah, his at-bats obviously haven't been the best. Jazz can absolutely – he's swinging way too hard. That 70% swing is just not – it's not happening. The broadcast, Jake, is literally like, oh, Jazz was really trying to go for it. That's what we're trying to avoid. So hopefully he gets back to the 70%, do less, and I think we'll get a better Jazz.
I agree. I'm hoping that, you know, the 70% swing Jazz is back soon, but for the time being, I really like what Jazz is doing right now. So it can only make him better if he just starts going back to that 70%, but I do agree.
I got to this one, by the way, while you exploded.
Okay. And then...
But Chris, thank you. Didn't get to this one, though. Mark, with the 5, says, Hood Airbnb emote. When someone loses connection, needs to happen in the future now. Hashtag make it happen. We do need to, we need to come up with some emotes to put in the comment section for our members. I would agree with Mark. So, Mark, we'll work on that. Completely agree. We need some type of Airbnb, some type of little house by people's name. But, Mark, thank you for the super chat. And, Jake, that's it for our voicemails. We were 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position tonight. You said it was the exact same as game one. That's 2-for-14. That's not getting it done. It's not. The Yankees have to hit in game three. If you want to win, don't just put the pressure on Cam Schlittler. If the game's 1-0 in the fifth, just know, guys, we're letting down a young pitcher. We all need to put, you know, pull the rope towards this win. Don't just trust a rookie to carry you to a win. Everyone's got to do their thing. Aaron Judge, Cody Bellinger's got to swing a hotter bat, right? Giancarlo Stanton, his name is Big G. That's his nickname. It doesn't stand for ground out. We need Big G to to reapply and get reacclimated into October ball because we need him to go where we need to go. So I'm excited to watch tomorrow's game. I know I'm going to be stressed out just like Ninja will be, right? So looking forward to it, but I'm not. But, Jake, what do we want them to put in the comment section? Do we want a Cam Schlittler prediction line?
Yeah, let's do that. I'm gonna say 4 1/3, one hit, and 7 strikeouts.
Okay. So I'm gonna say it like this. I think Cam is gonna strike out hitters at an extremely high clip tomorrow. He's gonna go 5 1/3, which is still shorter than he probably can go. I'm going to say he goes 5 1/3, striking out 9, and it'll be a great performance. We're going to be happy about it. I just want to say when it's all said and done that I'm happy with who we go to out of the bullpen. Go with the right guys, the guys that we trust. Don't try and reinvent the wheel. Go to players that pitch well in the inning you're designating them to. So, yeah, Cam Schlittler, I'm going to go 5 1/3, 9 Ks. Can't wait to watch this, man. Can't wait.
Yeah, can't wait. No, I'm going to be following it, of course. And, you know, obviously, I've given Gary the keys. He's going to run Yankees Unloaded tomorrow because I'm not going to be able to go live right after the game. Gary wants to go live right after the game because, obviously, if they lose, well, we want to get the rapid reaction. And if they win, well, you want to get the rapid reaction. So, not really much else I can say except I just wait here anxiously sitting on my hands. And that's pretty much it.
This is the best your Wi-Fi's looked the whole time, right here at the end. But, it looks good now. But,
of course it does.
But, yeah, guys, drop in your prediction of what Cam Schlittler is going to look like. Obviously, the Red Sox have a rookie pitcher as well. So for those of you who are scared of what tomorrow may look like, Boston's got the exact same thing. The difference is we've had a pitcher who's really had a long runway to get acclimated and ready to go at Yankee Stadium and prepared for the start. Early on the other side hasn't had the time to prepare. So, again, may not end up mattering. He could just be ready tomorrow on a moment's notice, but I have a feeling that Early won't be quite as ready as they'd hope. So drop in your Cam Schlittler predictions as far as how that outing is going to go. Do the Yankees win the game and we move on to Toronto? Drop that in the comments and make sure, guys, you subscribe to Yankees Unloaded. Hit the bell. Jake is way gone. Yeah, make sure you guys hit the bell. And then, of course, hey, Gary, welcome in. Right on time.
I'm done. I'll see you guys
8 p.m. So just know the time has changed. The Dodgers have won. Thank you, Apex. Want to put you up on screen. Make sure, guys, you know what time the game's starting. Subscribe, hit the bell so you're notified every time we go live. We go live after every single Yankees game. And make sure you guys like the video. Is that you trying to hit the button or should I?